You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 32. Hey everybody, Kayla Lord's back for another week with OMG, the third week in a row, John Brownstone. Today we're taking on a topic that came straight from a listener. What's the difference between a daddy and a sir? Or what most people think of when they think of dominant? Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at kaylalords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter, at Kayla Lords, or stalk John Brownstone at southernsirsplace.com. All links are in the show notes. A quick announcement before we get started, before we get into the actual show, I just kind of have to put this out here because this is what I do. I have a new book coming out very soon. I'm so excited I can't speak.
No, I do.
I have a new book. It is called Kinky Love Notes. It is erotic poetry, specifically for dominance and submissives. It's a kind of a kinky fetish BDSM, but mostly DS book of poetry.
Yeah.
It originated on my blog. I did erotic haikus. I did up to 100, so almost 2 full years of erotic haikus. I've written poetry every once in a while, and I don't usually even consider it poetry. Somebody else sort of has to point it out and go, oh, that is lovely poetry. And I'm like, oh, well, I just felt like writing it this way, but okay. So guess what? It's now officially poetry because it's in my poetry
book. That's right.
Everything, assuming all goes well and the Amazon gods don't ding me for some weird reason, should be available for sale on April 14th. If the pre-order links are available when this episode goes live, I will include them in the show notes. And then once they do, I'll include them afterwards. But you know what I mean? If it's Friday and you're listening, go check the show notes because the page might be available or the pre-order might be available. And I'm so excited. I can't even speak, y'all.
Drum roll, please.
That's more of a whatever. Y'all are already laughing hysterically at us, or you've turned it off. This will be my first book that I'll have come out in print. Now, the print book might not be available on the 14th. I'm going to try, like really, really hard. I'm going to try. It might be a few days later, but yes, I will actually have a book available for print. And because I'm going to have a print book, there will be giveaways, and I'm going to try and figure out a way to maybe get people who are interested autographed copies. I don't know why you would want me to scribble my name in a book, but some people care about those things, and so I want to be able to do that. So yes, I have a book coming out filled with erotic poetry based on a DS couple. Gosh, I can't imagine which couple that might be, that I'm very proud of. And so that is my commercial for the day. You will now have to imagine me taking a curtsy because I can't physically do it. Virtual curtsies only. Okay. Right. So
the recording studio is a little snug.
It is. We are in our closet surrounded by clothes. It's kind of funny. Anyway, so I'm going to hand this one over to Daddy because the question slash topic suggestion was for him, but he was kind enough to let me sit in the closet with him and give my 2 cents because y'all know I'm gonna, because how can I not? I have an opinion. We all know this. So
of course she does.
I am going to let...
And sometimes they're helpful opinions.
And this is me trying to be a good girl. I'm going to let Daddy take it away. And yeah, y'all know I'm going to... voice my opinion.
So of course.
Go for it, Daddy. Floor is yours.
All right. Well, this question came to us from a listener, Ryder.
Hi, Ryder.
And he wanted to know what the difference is between a daddy dom and a sir master. Well, just to kind of start out, I'm going to give just a tiny bit of a history lesson here. The basis of BDSM as we know it really came from three modalities, three main parts that over time have shaped and shifted and been molded into what we know as the BDSM lifestyle today. The three modalities that this set the base for all this was... one which most people are somewhat familiar with is the old guard.
Mm-hmm. Leather.
Mm-hmm. You see that mostly in fet life A lot of people talk about leather families.
Leather families, okay? Hierarchies within their leather family.
Very, very hierarchical. Matter of fact, in Old Guard, you don't just step up and say you are a dominant. You start out as a submissive and work your way up the ladder.
Right, and they present leathers to people who have earned them?
Earned. You earn your leather, and each piece that you earn is basically a step up.
And I will say, because I read a fascinating article about New World versus Old World, that is not necessarily the case in every local community.
No,
that is not. But it is not uncommon to see. So if you ever hear about somebody earning their leathers, that is a community that follows that protocol.
Correct.
And it's very high protocol.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
And can you explain, because I'm really bad at this, what high protocol would mean?
What is high protocol? High protocol would be very definitive rules that are followed. Okay, a lot of like what you would have in a high protocol DS relationship today. There are very particular rules. Say as in some high protocol, a submissive is not allowed to make eye contact.
Or speak
to another dom without their dominant giving permission first.
And if you ever experience that, it will probably be at your local like BDSM dungeon. Or club.
Mm-hmm.
Some clubs, they either are high protocol, or you'll just come across players who are high protocol.
Right.
And then I know, and the reason I can even think of the words high protocol, there are high protocol dinners that are sometimes sort of held so that people can get into that mode and those all the manners and the mannerisms.
And see, now that steps into the second modality, which is Victorian.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm learning something new today, too, y'all.
So you've got your Old Guard, Victorian. And, you know, let's face it, Victorian, if you think about it, is very...
proper.
Proper, right. Very proper. There's...
And we're talking like Victorian age here, back when Queen Victoria was the reigning ruler, or around that time frame.
Absolutely.
Google will be your friend here, y'all.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, the Victorian, when you think about the women in the big dresses, the fancy dinners.
Collars up to your neck.
Collars up to your neck, kind of thing.
Dress collars, y'all. Kinky collars. Although I'm sure there's some of that.
That's where the high protocol dinners came from, because Victorian dinners were very, very formal with specific table settings.
Okay. Specific ways of dressing.
Specific ways of dressing. Even the way the food was served and eaten.
Oh wow. I would never have survived. If you're not familiar with high protocol, again, Google is your friend.
Right.
We don't talk about it a lot or write about it a lot because we are very relaxed and informal. But basically, high protocol equals formal, and it will vary from location to location, group to group, relationship to relationship. What you may consider high protocol could be different from somebody else's high protocol. Like, you might not be allowed to make eye contact, as a submissive, I mean, with anybody.
Correct.
Until your dominant gives approval. Or there may be a certain step that has to be made, like a certain type of introduction or permission or...
Correct.
All kinds of things. So when you if you get interested into it and want to know more about high protocol, when you start looking into it, it's no different than any other facet of BDSM. Everybody will do it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that now we go into the third modality, which some people are a little bit more familiar with, Gorian,
which comes from fiction books.
Yes.
Which part of all the entire lifestyle has based itself on fiction.
A fiction book. Yeah, science fiction, no less.
Wild.
Yeah. Back in the 60s, author John Norman began writing a series of sci-fi books based on the anti-Earth. It was a planet based on Earth, but it revolved around the fact that women, all women... are considered property. And they are to be...
I can hear some people getting pissed off right now just hearing that.
Well, I know. Well, you know, yeah. And
sorry, y'all. Threw them off there.
And the books were based on the fact that men actually hunted and captured women.
Really?
And they became slaves once they were captured.
He handed me the books, y'all, and said, you should read this. You should read this. I think I have book one in my nightstand or something. And
yeah.
Yeah, my little submissive heart is submissive. I love being submissive. I would love to consider myself John Brownstone's property. But there's a part of me that it's very difficult to read anything where it's an all or nothing. You know what I mean? Where all women are property. All women are slaves. Something about mm-hmm. that just... I just have not picked up the books yet.
Let me reiterate that a little bit.
I would not.
Not all women
okay.
are property.
Okay.
There are some women who are born free. But if they're captured.
Yeah, but born free, they're probably troublemakers, aren't they?
Mm,
ooh, I might need to read the books. Okay. Don't worry. If you're not familiar with the Gorian series or you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds familiar, I'll link to it in the show notes. Yeah. No worries there. Okay. So those are the three modalities.
So those are the three modalities. That's where the basis of all. DS
okay.
basically came from. Okay, and obviously your Gorian is where a lot of your master slave
okay.
has come from.
Huh.
Okay, so now we're going to fast forward
okay
to today. Alright, and obviously, you know, things are a little different. Let's say, you know, Old Guard got its start from World War II. Victorian, obviously.
Well, and Old Guard, isn't there, and again, I'm just really bad about this stuff. It had part of its beginnings in the gay community, right? Or
yeah, in the
there's
gay
an overlap or something.
There's an overlap.
Okay. People who know this stuff could probably explain this better.
There's an overlap from the gay community and also in World War II when a lot of the soldiers came home from war. Okay, that's where a lot of the Old Guard. That's where a lot of the protocol came from. A lot of it was based on military protocol.
Huh. Okay.
So, you know, and then obviously your Victorian era.
Sure.
Era.
Even though I am fairly positive people have been kinky since, you know, people figured out they could have sex.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I just want to throw this in quick as a disclaimer. You know, a lot of people, well, what about the Marquis de Sade? Well, there's a little difference here. We're talking about the actual DS, the dominant submissive.
Not the sadist masochist. Right.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that's been around a long time.
That's been around a long time, too. So, but anyway, so now we fast forward to today, all right, and Old Guard leather still exists, okay,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, things have changed, things have morphed. Victorian, the rules and the protocols of Victorian obviously has changed. Even today, you know, the basis of most of your master-slave relationships that came from gore,
mm-hmm.
okay, some people try to live a pure Gorian lifestyle.
More power to you.
More, God bless you if you can, because you know it's not that easy. A lot of people say it's impossible. But anyway, you know, so now you know we're here and now, and you know we have sirs and masters and daddy doms. Yep. And you know it's all comes from those bases. So. What's the difference between a daddy dom and a sir? Well, I guess let me begin by explaining, prior to having met Kayla...
When I changed his whole life!
When prior to having meeting Kayla, I was in a DS relationship, and I was sir, and she was pet.
Which is how my first DS relationship went, too.
Okay.
He was sir, I was pet.
Mm-hmm. And it was a lot stricter than what you and I are.
Oh yeah, we're
now.
Very relaxed.
Okay, we're fairly relaxed, but with Mahaina, it was very, very strict. You know, she had very, very rules. There were very
rigid
rules that she followed for me.
Well, I have rules.
Yes, you do. Okay. You do.
Okay.
You have rules and protocols,
I'm
too.
I'm a good girl.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay.
You are a good girl.
Totally gave him a look like, please say I am.
Except when you're not.
Well, of course. It's different. That's when I'm a baby girl. They're totally different.
Yes.
Totally different.
So, you know, she called me sir. She was pet. There even were aspects of the relationship that touched on gore, you know, between master and slave. There was, you know, a lot of strictness. She didn't follow a rule.
Immediate punishment. Swift, I remember those days,
swift,
too.
Swift and hard. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts. That was that. You know, in a daddy-dom relationship, yes, I have rules set for you.
And yes, I can get in trouble. It doesn't happen, but
it doesn't happen
could.
Very often, but she does.
It's been like two or more years since I've gotten in trouble. Because I'm a good girl. Just saying.
Brassy.
Well, yeah. Brassy, for those who don't know, is a combination of sassy and bratty. Because I personally, this is personal now, do not like brattiness, bratty behavior. My perspective is that it's willful, and my submissive side can't stand that. It makes me feel like I'm not a good girl. Yeah. So sometimes he'll call me bratty, and I of course, vehemently deny that.
Yeah.
I'm always sassy. Always. So the compromise is brassy. I still don't like that either. It's too damn close to bratty, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But see, that probably is the difference right there. First of all, I can interrupt him.
Yes. you know... Talk back.
Well, with respect. Playfully. Playfully talk back.
Okay, and see, there's one of the major differences, with the daddy-dom, baby-girl. It's a lot more relaxed.
And there is more playfulness. Now, as sir and pet in his relationship and my prior relationship, there was playfulness. But from my perspective, when I had that kind of dynamic, it was still a harsher thing. We laughed. We joked in that relationship. Mm-hmm. That happened.
Right.
But I don't think I ever giggled. I don't think I ever giggled. Yeah. And, you know, I will say, before we settled into daddy and baby girl, we started out with sir, and I could be anything he might have felt the need to call me. I mean, I had several names.
I had a name that I had just for you at that point. But most often, I think I called you little one.
Which I do like. I still like that one. Mostly because it's the furthest thing from the truth, and I like to live in a fantasy land. But, you know, I remember when we were trying to sort of figure out who we were both, I think people do this all the time, we were both trying to be what we had been in prior relationships, and it worked well for us because he had been sir to a pet and I had been pet to a sir.
Yeah.
But it didn't fit for us either.
Well, it didn't. I mean, it
was like trying to wear a sweater that's just one size too small.
Okay. But you know, like I was saying, you know, yes, we have there are rules set for baby girl. There are protocols that she follows. Now, you know, are they strict? No adaptation from the written letter of the law? You know, no, not really. It's a lot more relaxed, a lot more fun.
And we are not saying that a non-daddy baby girl, you know, DS setup can't be fun. We are not saying that at all.
No.
I think we have a sillier side.
Yes.
Now, the other thing I would say from my perspective is that a daddy dom is more of a nurturer.
Absolutely.
Meaning it really is about taking care of me. I am to take care of him. And as his submissive, that's what I want anyway.
Right.
But baby girl wants to be taken care of. Baby girl wants to be pampered and cosseted and petted and, are you okay? And I have seen very few strict DS relationships where that happens on a regular basis.
Right.
Because, if I'm sick, I would kind of expect my dominant to want to take care of me. But this is, you're having a bad day. Here's a lollipop for you. You know, here's a piece of chocolate. Previous relationships? Oh, my bad day would have been dealt with by, like, a hard fucking, which is not a problem. I learned, by the way, if you'd like to put that on your list, you go right ahead, Daddy. but as Daddy and Baby Girl, it's It's just a different mindset.
Yes, it is.
I'm not explaining my side very well at all.
It's a different mindset. Like she said, it's more nurturing.
Definitely more playful.
More playful. It's more of a protector.
Yeah.
Role.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Protector.
It's more of a protector role. Now, you know, I've kind of been meaning to actually even write on my blog about this, but you know, I've been very quiet on my blog. There's been a number of reasons for that, but one of the bigger reasons is that, you know, as Kayla's daddy, it's my job to take care of her. And one of the things that happened very on in our relationship is I asked her, you know, what were her dreams? What were her desires? And she told me.
No, yeah, I told you my desires.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
Okay, brassy, I'll take it.
And, you know, since that time, one of my biggest roles has been to help her achieve her dream of being a writer.
Mostly as being the topic of everything I write.
Yeah.
Nothing is sacred.
No, not even in the vanilla world, y'all. Now, you know, the only time I have to worry, I think, is if, you know, she kills me off in one of her books. Then I know there's a problem.
That would definitely be a problem.
Okay,
you shouldn't piss off a writer, even if you are her daddy. I'm just saying.
Right. So, you know, a lot of my time is taken up with making sure she achieves her goals in her. You know,
I love you. I'll say that on the show. I do. Because it's true. Tonight, before we came into the closet, I think you're supposed to come out of that. Before we sat down to record the show, I was doing the last minute stuff for my new release. I was uploading it to Amazon, and I'm about to upload to Smashwords. I'm doing all my stuff, right? And he just sort of stayed out of my way. He gave me the good chair to sit in, which actually belongs at his desk, but he let me sit in it. He kept the boys occupied. He gave me quiet space, and he knows that the moment we finish recording, I'm going back to the comfortable chair to keep going.
Yep.
And he lets me do that.
And even last night, when I got home, she was off picking up the boys. I got home and I started dinner and cooked dinner, put dinner on the table. You know, and after dinner, she sat down and started, you know, the beginnings of formatting her book. So, you know, a lot of what I do is to help her achieve her dreams.
He support. And, you know, and I don't ever want anybody to think that just because we call ourselves daddy and baby girl and you don't want to use those terms, that you can't have that kind of relationship, or that you might have a stricter DS relationship and there's no room for playfulness. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can format your relationship however you want.
Right.
But if you are, you know, if you're curious about it, it's not, first of all, it's not about children. Ew.
No. It is not about age play.
For us.
Well,
now,
for
there
us.
Are age
now,
players.
Now, there are people who do that. Yeah.
You ever feel how difficult it is to have a conversation about BDSM? Okay, this is what we do, but we're not saying that's right. You know, it's hard. We have to qualify everything. So just understand, when we talk about it from our perspective, not everybody has that same perspective. And you can adapt. I have people, friends of mine, submissive friends, who have total baby girl traits. Oh my God, they even giggle. One of them is listening on her way to work right now. Yeah, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But she does not want to be called a baby girl. Or there were times when that was not the right title for her. That part bothered her. Or maybe you're like, oh, hell yeah, I'm a baby girl, but you don't want to call your partner daddy. That's okay.
There was a time I could not have conceived of myself as being called daddy.
No, I asked him, are you sure you're not a daddy, Dom? And he laughed at me, y'all.
Yes, I did.
But, you know,
a deep, hearty belly laugh, as a matter of fact.
Yes, it was like incredulous laughter. But you know what? What ended up happening, the more I read about daddy doms, the more I went, sort of made the comparison. Because they're protectors, they're nurturers, they're silly and playful. I've always said that in order to be a daddy or mommy, that part doesn't matter, you kind of have to have your own sort of little side, you know.
Right.
It's not about age. It's not about submission. Somebody that. It's this ability to go down to that level where, you know, there are nights we watch Frozen. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We let it be, and I don't have girls. Okay.
I mean, she
and
will,
he is right there with me watching.
She will put on her little PJs and put her hair in pigtails.
My fuzzy socks.
And she's got her little warm fuzzy blankie that I got her.
Mm-hmm, with Hello Kitty on it.
And, you know, we'll pop on a Disney movie. A lot of times it is Frozen.
And he enjoys it as much as I do. And I think that's part of it. You know, I think in order to understand your partner who is the baby girl or the little, I think you have to have a little bit of that mindset yourself. You have to be able to kind of cross that line into a playful space.
Right.
Now, what throws me off, because he is the dominant, he is the daddy and the dominant, if I cross a line, if I step like one, you know, toenail over a line, he can snap out of that playfulness long before I can. I'm still playing. I'm having a good time. And he is, you know, the look, the voice, it, you know, I might get swung around. And, you know, it's funny. I always have said you can't punish a masochist, a person who loves a spanking, at least with a spanking, right? Well, I was wrong. I'll put that on the record right now. Was dead ass wrong, y'all. Right. You can. I don't care how much you love a spanking. You could be punished with a spanking. Mm-hmm. And there have been many times I'm being a little too exuberant. I know y'all are shocked by that. I have moved way past brassy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not having it. And he knows, as the dominant, as the one who's ultimately in charge, like kind of like a, I hate to say it like this, like a dad, but he's daddy, that I have gone too far. And he has pulled me around, whipped me around, and beat my ass, y'all. And I was like, oh, no, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. And you know what? It's a deterrent, because I want the good spankings, not the yucky ones.
Right, because there are different kinds. You know, there's playful spankings, punishment. You know, there's therapy spankings. And
God, I haven't had a good one of those in a while.
Then there,
But, you know, that's... You can be a daddy and never be called a daddy. Certainly you can be a baby girl and never get called baby girl. Yeah. Y'all know who I'm talking to out there. that's a shout out without being a shout out. I'm going to hear it. I'll probably get a message on my phone later.
I don't doubt it.
I'm okay with that. But it's... And we have different... There's levels to your relationship. I mean, we're all kind of, as Shrek says, we're onions, okay? There are many layers. I consider myself both a submissive and a baby girl, because the two sides compete sometimes. Baby girl wants to be taken care of. Submissive wants to take care of.
Yes.
And so you can have a touch of all of it and find a way to mesh it. But the more I got to know Mr. John Brownstone over here, the more I went... Oh, he's a daddy. And you want to know, I've told the story before, but not everybody knows the story. You want to know how we got to this point, Mr. He laughed like that when I asked, are you a daddy, right? I knew that word was important, okay? It was in my head. I wanted to call him daddy, and I never had that urge, okay? I was a daddy's girl growing up, okay? I had never had that urge to call another man daddy in my life. And... the more I read about it, the more I kind of, you know, saw it from different perspectives. I'm like, he's nurturing. He's playful. He takes care of me. That is one of his priorities. Not just that I take care of him, but he takes care of me in very overt ways. This isn't just about my growth as a submissive or my growth as a person. This is about tucking me in to bed at night and getting me hot chocolate when I need it, you know, whatever it may be, right? So... I keep going, I really think he's a daddy, but he doesn't want to be a daddy. Oh, my God. You know, I'm having that sort of mental thing go on. At that point, he kind of started calling me baby girl. Like, that was obvious, okay? Once I opened myself up to it, I was totally baby girl. We were fucking, y'all. I worked it in. I worked in the word fuck.
You did.
We were fucking, like, hard. It was one of those, I'm half bent off the bed. I think my head was, like, off the side of the mattress. He's just, like, going at it. My sheets were, you know, soaking wet. Oh, my gosh. And I just had this urge. And I don't know how men are. Okay, I will not stereotype. But I know how women are. You know, we can be getting our brains fucked out and still be making a grocery list. And it's not that we don't enjoy ourselves. It's just we have that ability, right? So he's fucking my brains out. And at the same time, I'm having this thought of, I really want to call him daddy. Oh my gosh. So I'm having an internal battle as he's like really going to town on me. Might have even had a few orgasms and I'm still going, but I really want to call him daddy. Oh my gosh. So I finally just went, you know what? if he doesn't like it, I'll pretend it was the heat of the moment. I'll just pretend I got carried away and I didn't know what I was saying. And so I said, oh, Daddy, fuck me, Daddy. You'd have thought somebody, like, shot him up full of jet fuel. This man started going harder and faster. And every time I said, Daddy, he pounded me even harder. Now, if that wasn't proof of something right there, I don't know what was. So, because he had such a good reaction, I didn't have to pretend that I didn't say it, but I certainly wasn't going to bring it up. So, you know, a while later, we've, you know, finally remembered how to breathe. Mm. We are not quite as wet anymore with sweat, and yeah. We've calmed down, and we're, you know, just laying there. And he said, so what did you call me? And I said, you heard me. And from that moment on, he's been Daddy. And it has been the most natural thing for me. And I say that as somebody who completely rejected that title. Mm-hmm. And now, it's funny, I've had this sort of change in me. For a long time on the blog, I only called him Daddy, or I made sure to call him Daddy at least once or twice. You know, I always start with John Brownstone because I don't assume people reading know who the hell I am. And then I will, you know, transition into referring to him as Daddy. Because I want to make that term more normal. I'm, you know, that's just part of my thing. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not doing anything bad. It's just a title that I've given him.
Right.
One he's earned, one he keeps. It's who he is. But so I used it a lot. Well, I don't. Most people wouldn't notice, but I have. I very rarely in my writing refer to him as Daddy. He is always John Brownstone. Multiple times he's John Brownstone now. And the reason is it's become a very personal thing. That's not just his title anymore. That is who he is. And I have watched him with people that have, you know, nothing to do with kink. It's nothing sexual. And he is a daddy no matter who he's dealing with. Okay? No matter. And, you know, and I think for most daddies, even if it's hard for you to wrap your mind around the concept or to be comfortable with the title, if you are a daddy, if you have that mindset of taking care of people, even when you have to do the tough love strict thing, we don't like that, by the way, I'm just saying. Baby girls don't like that. It's who you are in every interaction. You are trying to take care of people everywhere you go.
Right.
I mean, daddy's job essentially is taking care of people. He works in a situation where people call him every day and say, please fix this. That is what he does for a living.
I'm a fixer.
He's a fixer, okay? But when he is in a situation where somebody needs care, whether it's just advice or it's support or it's just, just holding the door open for somebody because they got their hands full, he'll be the first one there to do it because it's in his nature to take care of the people around him. So I would say for any doms out there who are going, well, that kind of sounds like me, but I really don't like the term daddy. It's not about what you call yourself. It really is not.
And understand this. I mean, you know, I've come to understand know my nature a little bit more through all this, you know, and where being the daddy, the nurturer, the protector is probably the biggest portion of who I am, you know, I'm still a sadist.
Okay. Yes, you know, are.
And you know, then there's still a dominant side.
Well, just like I'm still submissive, absolutely. Right. Because it's not always daddy and baby girl. It is, but it's not. I mean, when we seen, he's not giving his playful voice, and I'm not even being playful.
Oh, hell no.
No, he's like all business, and I'm sort of like, well, I know the end result's going to be fun, but I need to, can we giggle? Oh, no? Okay.
You know, but I mean, even as daddy and baby girl, we, you know, like I said, I have certain rules in place for her. There are certain protocols, and she follows them. Now, you know, there are times when we go to our local club. Some of that changes. She still is, you know, kind of her playful self.
A little bit. If I'm comfortable with the group.
With the group. But, you know, there is a little bit more formality there
and
as well.
Part of that is because I do subscribe to the belief, and I know not everybody else does, but I believe that when I am in a kink situation where other kinksters are around, I do believe that my behavior reflects on him. So if I behave badly, people are going to think, oh God, look at that little brat over there, which that might make me mad. But they're also going to look over at him and think, oh, you don't have control over your own submissive. You know, what's up with you? And that's not cool. I am not going to be the reason anybody thinks badly of my daddy. Because then I will go baby girl and it will not be pretty. But, you know, and I think that you can have that mindset whether you're submissive or baby girl. I mean, it's not, I mean, think about it. If you have a little space, you know, where you kind of go into little space, little kids still know when they're supposed to behave right. I mean, think about your own kids, y'all. They always behave better for other people, so we know they know how. It's not much different. You know, I might have my baby girl side where I can be playful and loud and giggly and inappropriate. I know y'all are shocked by that. But I also know when it's time to be on good behavior.
Oh, yeah.
And so I do that to show respect for him and for our relationship. Right.
So, you know, as her daddy, I am first and foremost a nurturer to her. Definitely a protector. You know,
By the way, sometimes that means protecting me from myself.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we can be our own worst enemies. You know, there is a lot more of a lighter side to our relationship in that. You know, we laugh a lot. There've been a few pillow fights.
There have been.
You know.
Oh yeah, totally. I won, don't worry.
Yeah. And I think a big part of that is in being that way, it allows her to open up and show her vulnerable side.
Absolutely.
And that's where, you know, kind of the whole, you know, the Disney movie thing comes in, and, you know, the cuddling on the couch and, you know, the snuggles and things like that. So
it's a softer side of
It's a softer side.
And really, as the daddy side of him is a softer side. You know?
Right. It's not as protocol driven as a lot. It's, you know, I do allow her a little more freedom, you know, say than a master slave relationship.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. You know,
I'm not cut out for that.
Where, you know, where a slave gives up total control. I don't want total control of her life.
Okay. Nor am I giving it.
Right.
You know, let's bring it back to a DS comparison to what we do, okay? In DS, and I remember this, if I did not like what I was being told to do, I had two options. I did it and just gritted my teeth, which sometimes that's, you know, depends on how your negotiations went. That's what you do. Or I had to sort of enter into a very formal conversation to say, this isn't working for me. How can, and, you know, and that is doable, but that wasn't comfortable. As daddy and baby girl, if I don't like something, now it depends on the mood. You got to be able to read a mood. Sometimes I can be playful and pout and whatever. And sometimes I can just say, daddy, I don't like that. And I can let the baby girl side of me come forward, where the submissive side's first reaction is to just do it, even though it might be the worst thing on the planet. Please don't make me do it. Baby girl has a lot more freedom. The baby girl is sort of this younger mindset, this more vulnerable mindset who can kind of just kind of tweak your daddy's nose sometimes. And that's the side of me that will speak up. And we resolve our issues much quicker that way.
Yeah.
Because we don't get formal. I don't have to sort of find the right time or work around the protocol. I just let the baby girl side go, as long as I remember to be respectful.
Yes. That was one of the main things that was brought up when we kind of set our contract. You know, she can say anything she wants, you know, voice an opinion, as long as it's done with respect.
And in any DS relationship, I don't care how you set yours up or what you call each other, I believe that you should have that option. However you do, it'll be up to you. But in daddy baby girl, it's a lot more relaxed. It's a lot easier because a baby girl or a little or somebody who's younger has no filter. Well, when I'm in baby girl mode, my filter is reduced. I don't, sometimes that gets me in trouble because I forget that I should be respectful and I get called snarky when I'm not really trying to be. But most of the time it's just sort of it's a way we communicate that still allows us to make changes to whatever's happening. Maybe he asked me to do something and I'm exhausted or I don't feel good. you know, I don't have to sort of say, you know, please, sir, do you mind? I just let baby girl talk, and thank God for daddy, because he lets daddy talk. And sometimes daddy is firm and says, no, you have to do that anyway. I don't really care.
Right.
And then sometimes the side of him that wants to take care of me when I'm not 100% is what comes out. And next thing I know, I'm tucked into bed and, you know, told to go to sleep or,
right.
you know, whatever.
Exactly.
So there's,
and, you know, and, you know, for a good example too, is our bedtime ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She kneels at night every evening, has to ask permission to go to bed. And, you know, you may say, well, that sounds pretty structured. And it is. It is.
The idea of it
The idea of it is. But, and there are some nights that it is very, it follows a structure.
Right.
Okay.
Very clear structure.
Very, very clear structure. But then there are other nights where, you know,
it's pillow fight night, y'all.
It's pillow fight. It turns into something funny, and we're both laughing and rolling around, you know. And
all structure and protocol
yeah.
and formality is forgotten.
But regardless of how that goes, in the end, she speaks the words.
Can I come to bed, Daddy? Probably don't sound like you're like a pet or, you know.
Right.
Somebody, I sound like a baby girl when I ask to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm all like muffled and, Daddy, can I please go to bed? And,
yeah.
you know.
Right.
But it's, you can have any part of what you see other people doing in
mm-hmm.
DS that speaks to you. And you can call yourself whatever
right.
you want. You know, Sir Schmoopsy Pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? The submissive who really wants to be with you will call you Sir Schmoopsy Pants.
Right.
Okay.
And that goes back again to why I even brought up, you know, the original modalities, but, you know, the Victorian, Gorian, and Old Guard, because Old Guard may not speak to you as what you want to be, but you may say, wow, there's a certain aspect of that that's pretty
sure.
cool, and yet I like this part of the Gorian. You can have that.
You can have it however you want
it
to be, y'all.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
And really, that's what it needs to be. Like, I don't think you need to look at anybody else's relationship or anybody else's style
right.
and think, I want exactly that. Because, no, you don't want exactly that. You might want the public face of what you see,
mm-hmm.
but exactly that probably won't fit for you. Or it might fit for you, but not your partner. So, I always call kink and the fetish side and the BDSM side, I always call it a buffet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to go up there, try everything that looks good to you, and don't go
right.
back for the things that you just went, I don't like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's no different in when you structure your relationship. So, if you don't like the title daddy, but you want to be that nurturing, playful dom, go for it.
Exactly.
Get called sir, or, you know, Sir Schmoopsy Pants,
mm.
whatever. I would love to meet the dom who's willing to be called Sir Schmoopsy Pants,
mm.
and I would take the submissive out to lunch for being willing to call that dom Sir Schmoopsy Pants. Just putting that out there. If you need a Florida vacation, start calling your dom Sir Schmoopsy Pants, and then I will take you to lunch. But you know, so when people start asking what's the difference between a daddy dom and a dominant, it's good to know that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because how can you decide if you like some aspect of it if you don't know about it?
Right.
But the labels themselves, they're good for a starting point. They're
mm-hmm.
good for education. And then once you know a little bit about it and you kind of have a comfort level with it, screw the label. You know, the
right.
label is meaningless. It's whatever you do within your relationship. And I will go ahead, for anybody who's relatively new to kink and you don't know this yet, if you find yourself in a position to have multiple DS relationships over time, let me promise you, every one of them is going to be different.
Different.
Okay?
No one will be the same.
Because how you are as a dominant or submissive with this partner will be, even if it's just slightly, it will be different with the next person, because
right.
it's about our personalities. It's not about the titles we take. It's not about,
right.
you know, just the sex acts we like. It's about our
mm-hmm.
personalities, and it's about how we fit together
right.
as people.
Because we're not cookie cutter, you know, everybody, we're all unique and different,
I mean,
in their own way. So everybody has different needs and desires.
In different situations. I mean, think back to your vanilla relationships. If you are one of those people that every single vanilla relationship you had was identical to the last, wow. but mine weren't. They never
yeah.
were. So how I talked to that person, how I treated that person, how I felt with that person, how we interacted. It was different every time. It's right. No, that's no less true in BDSM and DS. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, you might know you're a baby girl, but don't worry about whether the person you're looking for calls themselves a daddy or not, you know?
And there are daddy-baby girl relationships that are way different than what ours look like.
Oh, sure.
Okay. You know, there are some littles that love coloring. They
shout out to my friend Angel, because I love reading about her and her daddy, but they do it differently than we do.
Right.
And I read it sometimes and go, good for her, but that's not me, man. But mm-hmm. I know, hey, Angel, I know she does the same for me. That she reads it and goes, oh, okay, no, I'm not doing that. And that is, you know what? She's no less a baby girl, and I'm no less a baby girl, okay?
Right.
That's the point for you doms out there. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. It doesn't matter what you called yourself with the last partner, because what you call yourself with the next partner will probably be different. You'll mm-hmm. figure it out as you go.
Right.
But daddies are kind of a breed unto themselves, whether you call yourself that or not. But you can have it all, y'all. You can be the daddy, and you can be the strict person, you know. Mm-hmm. Depends on your mood, depends on the flavor of the day. Maybe it depends on your partner at the time.
There are times I'm more strict with her.
I know, it always throws me off. I'm like going along, I'm a little baby girl, way just be bopping along, do 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 do, purple, do 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 do, glitter.
Chain.
And I'm like, what? What? Mm. What are we talking about? You want me to what? And here's the, you know, we all know this. We're all in the vanilla world way too long, and and I find this especially true with women. We are very used to kind of just doing what the hell we need to do, and everybody else back the hell up. Well, what'll happen is, if I'm not expecting him to, like, pull me back and go, wait a moment, remember yourself, for, like, half a second, I give him my go-to-hell look. It's hard sometimes to remember your headspace, you know? So, don't be surprised that I don't care which side you're playing on. Big D, little S, okay? It happens to all of us. We live this 24/7 in our own way, and it still happens. So, call yourself what you want to.
Right.
Be who you want to be.
Who you want to be and who you are.
Who you are.
First and foremost, I think that's be who you are.
Exactly. And let yourself try new things out based on the person that you're with. You know, it's okay if you've never considered yourself the type who would go buy Crayola crayons for your, you know, very best baby girl. But with this person, you are happy to go do it. That's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You have not somehow forsaken your dominance, or it's just another side of you that you're tapping into.
Yes.
That's all.
Okay. So, Ryder, I hope this answered your question.
I think we gave them way more information than anybody would have wanted, but that's what we do.
That's what we do. So, there it is, kind of how a daddy dom stacks up beside a sir and or master.
And not really that much difference in between.
No.
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
So
that was a non-answer, but that's okay.
Yeah,
we had fun for over 45 minutes, giving you way too much information for a non-answer. So, I have just been given the universal signal for make this stop now. Can we come out of the closet?
Yeah.
And so I will say, keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.